game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire! It is impossible!
Basketball podcast. It is February 23rd, 2017. Slim, I could do the actual date because we're going to post this later tonight because it's the trade deadline episode.
Yeah, I got to get this one in early.
I know.
A bunch of these guys are still available.
All right, so let's just get right into it. Who have you added in your leagues? Let's just start it that way.
I mean, what's the order? I guess you start with, I guess it's you look at the top added guy is Portis, right?
Yes. That makes sense.
He was gone in my leagues when I looked. So I can get that.
I looked for the two Ps in all my leagues, all my RCLs. Portis and Payne.
Yeah. So I guess Payne is going to be starter, going to get a bunch of minutes. That's kind of written in stone now.
I don't know if it's written in stone. Maybe if, like, maybe a piece of chalk into the stone.
All right. I mean, you still have who's the other one? Yogi.
Oh, that's true. That's a good one. That news just broke literally right when we. I mean, it was hinted at that it was like that. Deron Williams was likely going to get bought out, but it didn't officially quote unquote break until literally 5 minutes ago. So yeah, Yogi's a good one. I should probably go check my leagues real quick. Damn it, Slim! Do not do another Dion Waiters to me.
No, I actually added Justin Anderson. A little speculation.
Not a big Justin Anderson guy.
I mean, I had some easy drops. I was holding Wancho to see if they trade anybody, and they didn't.
Yeah, I had Wancho and lost him in the league for, I think, Payne, I believe.
I think I had Crawford in another one with Chris Paul coming back. That seemed kind of pointless.
I dropped Crawford in two leagues as well. Interesting.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I don't know if I have room because I got Payne in almost all the RCLs. He was 2% owned when I went and added him.
Okay. Up to three. Yeah, that'll be a lot more.
I know. That'll keep going. It's, you know, trade deadline happening in the middle of a work day. People will get to
it. I guess I did pick him up in one league.
Yeah.
Yep, my RCL, yeah. I used all my moves. I got Buddy out of the deal.
I didn't aggressively go after Buddy. I mean, he's an interesting spec ad, too.
I mean, Colley Stein shouldn't be available. That was probably the top big ad.
Oh, that's true. He would go over those guys. All right, well, maybe... All right, so those are some of the guys we added.
There's a lot going on here today.
Yeah, maybe now we'll go a little bit more structured. So, yeah, on today's show, we're pretty much going to stay focused on the trade deadline. We're going to start with the Cousins trade, even though that was like 3 or 4 days ago now, but then kind of...
I don't think focus is the right word, but... Continue.
Yeah, we're kind of scatterbrained today. It's been a long week for us. We, right before we recorded, had some ranting to each other. I mean, not about each other. Just like, you know, life is exhausting these days, Slim, isn't it?
You know, it's tough out there.
Yeah, tough out there in the mean streets.
Sounds like a rap song. 80s me.
So yeah, we're going to talk the trades. Then at the end of the show... We'll get back to our 30-point challenge picks. Couple games happening tonight. Now, let's do them for Friday's games, just because most people aren't going to listen to this in time. So we'll do it for Friday's games. But we'll make our picks for this week. And then if we have time to get to a couple movies, maybe we'll hit on that. But then we're going to wrap it up.
Y'all ready for this?
All right, Slim, are you ready to... we already talked. I was going to say, like, add Willie Cauley-Stein everywhere, but we already said that.
Yes. The usage in the Kings, I have no idea where that's going.
Yeah, a lot of Buddy Hield shots because he's the next Steph Curry, right?
No.
If you missed that.
They play the same position. Their game isn't even close to... No, it's a ridiculous comparison.
Yeah, the owner said that Hield had Steph Curry potential, and that was a big reason they made the deal. Ugh, stupid owners. But yeah, I think Willie Cauley-Stein, I mean, I'm not comparing him to Noel, who we'll obviously get to in a minute, but a guy that's going to get blocks and steals for a big man and get rebounds. I mean, Noel Light?
Yeah, I don't hate that comparison.
Yeah.
The only thing is, I don't know if he'll get as many minutes as Noel.
No, Noel is...
I think they're going to play some Skull.
Maybe. He hasn't played much this year. Papa
Giannis is going to play.
I think Papa Giannis could be kind of what Zubac is now. Play that maybe 10 minutes one night, maybe 20 minutes another night.
He's a big part of their future. They drafted him pretty high.
He is a big Greek man.
And wasn't Kali Stein playing a little power forward? They might be able to play together.
Yeah, that was more just next to Cousins, though, right?
Okay.
And it's semantics of who was power forward and who's center.
It's hard to say if Kali Stein's going to score, but I'm going to say not that much.
No, but that's not his value. His value is going to be good percents. He's making his free throws lately.
Yeah, okay, we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, if he's like 65% at low volume, that's fine.
If you can keep the volume down, sure.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I like Willie Cauley-Stein a lot. I've been talking with Jokic to get him in REL.
Okay. Yeah. Good luck.
I need to.
He's got a decent price tag on him, $20 or so.
Yeah.
So.
It was funny. We were talking back and forth. He said he was because when he fell out of the rotation, he said he was willing to give someone Fab and Willie Cauley-Stein just to get him off his team. So he didn't want to drop him to make a dollar keeper.
No, you gotta be patient in these deep dynasties.
I know. Well, we're still working it out. Mr. Green, if you're listening to this, let's keep emailing. All right, what else happened in this deal? Oh, I guess the big name's obviously Cousins to the Pelicans. What do you think this does to Brow and Cousins' value?
I think they're both going to drop a little.
Okay.
I'll say I really don't think Drew's going to drop that much.
I don't think so either. I think of the three, Boogie gets the biggest drop because I don't think he was at 4.8 assists, and they were up a ton lately. That's gonna go down.
Yeah, I guess he's just such an alpha male personality that you got to expect him to go out there and think that he's got to be that guy. You know, that they brought him in to be the difference, kind of thing.
He's not as good as Brow, though. Come on.
You tell him that.
I will. And if he hits me, I will sue him for a very large settlement.
Okay, yeah. Except you have it preordained on this podcast, so...
No one listens to this anyway. His lawyers won't find this.
They won't find it? Okay, sure.
I mean, I think Drew, a little less scoring. Maybe a shave off an assist or so, because... You know, Boogie and Brow are both going to take their ISOs. Man, Boogie and Brow both average a ton of free throws. Maybe the plan is to make all the other teams have all their big men fell out.
You know, this has worked for a couple people. I mean, this is Favors and Gobert, right? If Favors was healthy and a lot better.
It's not like Gobert gets to the free throw line, though.
Yeah. It's not that kind of thing. It's just two bigs. I don't know. Most teams are going to play small on him, I think, and try to force their hand, because there's nobody that can handle this, like the power forward center match this up kind of thing.
No, it's the best big man.
Gotta go small and try to outrun him, I think.
Play Rondae Hollis-Jefferson at power forward and have Boogie trying to guard
him. Yeah, that's the only problem, is those first 8 minutes of each half is going to be rough.
So, there's our thoughts there. Heading back to the...
You think this makes them a playoff team?
They're in a hole, man. I put it in the article. They are 23-34, which ironically is a worse record than the Kings at 24-33.
Okay. What's Cousins' deal look like? Does he have another year on it?
He's got another year. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, this could be for the big play for next year.
I think it's a next year. You know, maybe they make enough noise to, you know, pass the Mavs and the Wolves and everyone else that's like...
You got to imagine that Drew's going to re-sign. He's got 1 year left, right?
I'm not sure. Let me click on his...
Yeah, this could be a dangerous team next year.
Yeah. I think it's more of a next year play, and might as well. The Pelicans didn't give up much. Their pick was protected. Yeah.
You know, they gave up Langston Galloway. That's gotta hurt.
Yep, Drew's salary is complete unrestricted
free agent. Tyreek Evans returning to the Kings. How Kings fans feel about that.
So, getting for the Kings get from the Pelicans, Buddy Hield, Tyreek Evans, Langston Galloway, and a couple picks, a first and a second rounder. I don't know. Evans even said he still thinks he's going to be on minutes limit. I mean, he'll be okay. I mean, you add him in 12ers and 10ers. I mean, I don't know.
You got still got the two point guards there. The Lawson stayed, right?
Yeah, Lawson is there and Collison. I mean, they're not like huge usage guys, but I mean, they're just gonna have Buddy Hield take labradoodles left and right.
Yeah, I mean, Buddy, is he a? He's a shooting guard, right? He's not a small forward, so. I guess they could play all three of them together.
Yeah. You mean Hield, Tyreek, and Collie? Or Collie, Lawson, and Hield? Or either one.
Yeah, that last one sounds not good.
Yeah, I don't think so either. So,
asking Buddy to defend a big three, it's going to be a problem.
Yeah. No, what do you make of Buddy? I mean, you said you added him. It wasn't a big priority for me. I think he's just going to be like... poor man's Devin Booker? Does that sound about right?
Poor man's Devin Booker? Sure, sure.
A lot of shots, a lot of scoring. Turnover rate isn't great. Not great everywhere else. A couple threes. Yep.
Low D stats.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're probably going to change the way they play. So you got to imagine the tempo's got to come up. Just to give them a chance each game.
They were already a pretty fast-paced team.
Yeah, I guess when they're not playing Kufis.
The Kings love their Greek centers, huh?
This might be the most we talk about the Kings, like, the entire year combined.
Yeah, not much. I mean, when Rudy Gay got hurt. We've talked Collison a lot, the Collison-Lawson drama.
If we really felt strong about Collison, then he's probably borderline top 50 with this, you know, if the minutes are guaranteed.
Top 50? Wow.
He's going to take a lot more shots. You got to be looking at about 20 points a game.
20 points?
How, they got to score, what, 75 a night?
I mean...
they're not going to play Utah every night, so...
No, I mean, they'll score more than that. I you know, 17 maybe. 20 is just a lot. I know the team's bad, but...
Who's he going to pass the ball to?
I don't know. Buddy Hield will go 4-for-17 most games. Tyreek Evans will have 6 turnovers, and there you go.
Yeah. And Collie Stein will sit there holding his hands out with... I think you overestimate his offensive ability.
I don't. He's, what, over under 10.5 points a game for Willie Collie Stein.
With what? You think he's that 30 with minutes or less?
With exactly 30 minutes.
Oh, well, in this situation, I'll go a smidgen more.
Okay. So, and that's if you told me, I think he's
out there, I would have gone less every time.
Oh, for sure. No question.
So that's the only reason. But that's about what we expect out of Noel, right?
Yeah, maybe 10.5. Maybe I'll go to like 12 for Noel. But I think his minutes, you know, Collie Stein, you know, 28 minutes would maybe be my conservative guess for Noel. I don't know if he's not going to play over 30 minutes a game. I don't see why.
I expect him to.
Yeah.
You know, Bogut's gone, so there's not much competition back there.
Yeah.
Poor Pal. He's never going to get a shot, is he?
All right, so let's go ahead and transition to that one. The Mavericks got Nerlens Noel. They gave up Justin Anderson, Andrew Bogut, and a future first-round pick to the Sixers. Noel... what, like, there could not be a better situation for him to land in. Immediate starter. Dirk Nowitzki doesn't play defense, so Noel's going to come over and help and get blocks and steals. Sure, they'll give up some easy layups too, but
this is ideal situation.
Yeah,
for sure.
I just, you know, you got Dirk shooting threes, so Noel's going to have the paint for as much as he needs.
Yeah, I mean, before rebounds. He plays, this is probably your last chance to throw out a non-top 50 kind of offer and pray.
Yeah, I said put him in the 50 to 75 range, upside to be top 50 rest of the way.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
Cool. So, all right, let's do, because I think Noel's the most value added at the trade deadline. Agree?
Sure, but we're only talking, I mean, he was going to get, what, 20, 22 minutes, so now it's up to 30?
I think yeah, he went from, like, hard to own, especially with Embiid back, and they didn't trade Okafor. If they didn't trade any of the three, he's not really ownable, probably.
Okafor was DNP, wasn't he? Coach's decision?
Some of the time, but you imagine they still would have played him some.
I don't know. They were trying to give away Okafor.
I know, and then I'm just... yeah, I know.
They could not get a non-lottery draft pick for him. Man, how upset are the Sixers fans? They could have had, what, Goose instead of Okafor?
Yeah. Man, that would have been bold if they had reached for Goose. There are people arguing to take Okafor over... who's the number one pick? Was Okafor the number one pick? No. My memory's all jumbled. That was the D'Angelo Russell one, right?
Yeah.
People think we're idiots. Who was the first pick?
Yeah, you know, it happens. We're a long way away from draft
day. Our brains are completely fried. Well, I'll vamp on this. So tell everyone why you like Justin Anderson so much.
Well, you got to imagine they're going to play the crap out of him.
Oh, number one was Towns. Duh. There we go.
Duh.
Yeah,
you got to imagine he's going to play a ton of minutes.
Stauskist
is barely there. Yeah, they traded for him to play him. I mean, this is,
They traded for the pick.
I think anybody could have given him a pick. This is not necessarily going to be a top 10 pick ever.
True. All right, so I'm looking at their depth chart. I mean... Stauskas, Gerald Henderson's still going to play some. Do you think they start Anderson next to Covington? And then what happens when Simmons comes in and plays some?
I don't think Simmons is playing this year.
Yeah, that's possible. I mean,
Simmons is your four.
Okay, and then like Anderson's your three, and they move Lord Covington to the two?
I don't know if Covington is part of the long-term future kind of thing.
I think Covington's a better player than Justin Anderson.
I think long term we'll probably see Simmons. They're going to try to play Simmons at the three next to Saric.
Yeah, Saric got a big boost out of this with them trading Ilyasova.
With Anderson at the two and Simmons at the three, that's a big lineup.
I don't see that working.
Their high draft pick this year would be the point guard, obviously, because there's about a dozen of them.
Yes. Agree there.
So that's I guess what they're going for.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, all right, let's do the over under game. Anderson rest of season 26 minutes.
I'll go over.
Okay. Over under 13 points.
Yeah, what'd they lose? They didn't lose much offense except Embiid is not playing still, right?
Yeah, they lost to Ilyasova, 15 points a game, Ilyasova.
Okay. So yeah, there's there's some forward minutes available. 13 you said?
Yeah.
13 and a half? That's a good number.
Gotta make a pick.
Sure, it's gonna be over. Why not?
Alright. Go like 4 rebounds. No, he should do better than that.
No, see the thing here is that he should be a 3 steals blocks guy.
Okay.
With enough minutes, he can push both a steal and a block, a three and a block with solid 1.5 steals.
Do you rather have rest of season Justin Anderson or Kent Bazemore?
Oh, did they lose anybody? I'm kind of worried about those two kids coming up.
No, they just gained Ilyasova.
Yeah, okay. And Thabo should be back. You're talking a pretty bottom of the lineup guy. I might take the gamble.
I'd probably stick with Bazemore, but I mean that's kind of close. So yeah, I guess Anderson is kind of on the fringes of 12ers. It's just Not for me.
I'll take him over KJ McDaniels.
Yes, but...
That's because he plays for the Nets now, and
he
used to own Nets these days.
Yeah. Are the Sixers actually going to play Andrew Bogut?
No, I think they're going to buy him out.
Yeah, probably. So
Cleveland will play him.
Yeah, that's a good point. Cleveland could pick him up.
Yeah, Cleveland's going to get Bogut and Deron Williams out of this trade deadline and lose nothing.
That's very possible. So, Slim, if you wanted to see these new players play on your local NBA team, how would you go to the game? How would you see them play?
I'd probably walk.
Okay. Would you walk your dog there?
I don't think they do that at basketball games.
That's only baseball games. Yeah, dog day. All that. I bet the cleanup crews on dog day love when they have to clean up the stadium.
I'm sure they're ecstatic about that. I bet half the crew does not come to work that day.
Call that sick. But obviously, if you want to see their favorite teams play up close and in person, you walk your dog there. Well, maybe not your dog. You walk to the game, and you obviously get your tickets on SeatGeek. SeatGeek's the smartest way to find tickets for basketball games you want to see live and up close this season. It's because you get the best deal on every ticket because they price compare for you. Searching multiple ticket sites because prices can vary depending on where you shop, but SeatGeek's always going to show you the best price. They're going to show you visually if you're a visual learner. They've got grades on tickets based on colors. You'll see it on the venue map. It's a really cool app. I guarantee you'll like it if you check it out. Also, you're going to like getting $20 free when you make your first purchase. Who doesn't like free money? All you have to do is download the SeatGeek app, go to the settings tab and add a promo code. Enter the promo code RAZZNBA. One word, RAZZNBA, and SeatGeek's going to send you $20 after you've made your first purchase. So download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code RAZZNBA today. All right, rest of these deals. You mentioned KJ McDaniels to the Nets. Add him in a 16-team league.
He might be the top ad in the REL.
Is Andrew Nicholson on?
No.
That would be... I'd add him before KJ McDaniels.
Yeah, I actually drafted Nicholson thinking he'd get some minutes after the decent preseason, but... I mean, he is just... big time, big Thragnoff.
He can get some rebounds. He's
not many. And the steals and blocks are not there.
Yeah, he's not a good free throw shooter either. But
he struggled with his shot all year. I understand why the Wizards were done.
Oop, I caught a typo in my thing. I spelled it Bogdanovich.
Bod. Yeah, I see it.
It's been a long day, Slim. I'm fixing this right now. But the Wizards got Bohan Bogdanovich, Bobo, and Chris McCullough is kind of a throw-in. The Nets got Andrew Nicholson, Marcus Thornton, who they promptly waived, and a 2017 first-round pick, but it's a Wizards pick. They're a fairly decent playoff team, so that's like outside the top 20. Andrew Nicholson's interesting. He signed for 4 years. He's in the first year of that. I think it's all like guaranteed and stuff. I mean,
man, this feels like a salary dump for the Wizards.
I mean, they get a perimeter score.
He's what? He's 27, probably a restricted free agent.
Bobo or Nicholson?
I can't click on his name because it's not spelled right.
Oh, wow. Rude, Slim.
Let me refresh this page.
Give it a second. All right. There it is. There. Now it's fixed. Now reload the page and you'll get his name right.
Hey. I guess he'll play. I doubt McCullough plays.
No, I don't really care about McCullough. But, Bobo will get some Thragnoff, low run, maybe still REL usable. But if you're using him in 12ers or anything, he's definitely a cut. I don't know. Nicholson's interesting. Like I said, he signed for, three and a half more years. They might have a good rotational player. They hate Trevor Booker.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, but Booker's probably the biggest loser here.
Which is weird. I can't believe they didn't trade him. I mean, they could have gotten something for him.
Yeah, they definitely could have gotten something. But the Nets like to, I mean, Nicholson's 26, so that's their that's them going young. That's how the Nets do that.
Get this young, upside 26-year-old.
Yeah, this is classic Nets.
All right, let's go through the rest of these. The Hawks got Ersan, and the Sixers got Tiago Splitter and some swap of picks of second rounders or some crap. Dropping Ersan in most leagues, right?
Yeah, there's no way he gets enough minutes.
Yeah, he's going to be a bench guy, so there's that one. Roy Hibbert got traded again just to keep dumping his salary.
Someone's paying his contract. He doesn't care.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. All right.
He might be out of the league next year.
Yeah. I mean, he'll probably try to stick somewhere. Just go abroad. Probably the only other big trade, and big I'm really stretching, is the Bulls-Thunder trade. The Bulls got Cameron Payne, who we mentioned a little bit in the open, Anthony Morrow, and King Joffrey. Thunder got Dougie McBuckets, Taj Gibson, and a second-round pick. So let's start with...
I feel like they undersold Payne.
I know. You love Payne, and yeah, you love S&M. You love Payne. I like him a lot, too. But, I mean, this is a pretty good mix of forwards for the Thunder to get. I think it's a decent real-life trade, even though...
Yeah, I guess. You know, like, this is definitely... In fantasy, you know, I couldn't get Payne for McDermott and Gibson.
No. Like, this is...
going to happen.
But I think, you know, you get depth, and it's not like Payne was ever going to be a starting point guard there. And, you know, with all these point guards coming out of the draft... Would they have really gotten more for Payne without him playing out his contract?
I think it was a pretty good backup to have.
Yeah, I mean, Samaj Kristen was capable.
I guess they're not asking him to go out there and win games or anything, but I guess there's really no point in building one up. I guess that's annoying.
I know. You really like Cameron Payne. We both were trying to trade for him.
Tried to get him in the REO.
Yeah, I did too. And looks like, I mean, what are they going to... They're not going to keep playing Rondo. They've already run him out of the rotation before. Jerry and Grant's not going to be hard to take. They might start him the second or third game and start him the rest of the season.
Yeah, it shouldn't take much.
Yeah.
He should not be available in the league right now in a 12-er. No way.
Yeah, so I had a pain. I think I got him in.
Now, the only thing is, you still have to deal with Wade and Butler, so it's not like he's going to go out there and be a 10 assist guy.
No, but I think he can be.
So he's going to take a back seat, but the defense will keep his value pretty high.
I think he'll be solid. He's so fun to watch. Lefty shot. He's kind of goofy looking with the because he's lanky, the high hair. Lefty shot.
Yeah.
It's fun to watch.
I've always been impressed.
When you see him shoot, you're like, oh no. But then it goes in a lot, and you're like, oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, this McDermott and Taj can go in 12ers, obviously.
Yeah, they're both gone. People were saying, should they add McDermott? Nah, he's going to be like a sixth man. He'll have up and down.
Oh, I think he's going to lose minutes. Wasn't he playing pretty decent minutes?
I'll look at it real quick. I think it'll be... Not too dissimilar. They're going to ask him to go out and score a lot and shoot a lot of threes. Mostly with the second unit.
He's almost 30 the past three.
Well, yeah, you obviously don't expect that. But, I mean, no. You look at the ones before. 20, 17, 8, 21, 13, 19, 23. Like, I expect more of that, like bouncing around a little bit.
Sure, and he could give you 10 points a game. That's not impossible, even with those minutes.
Yeah.
So, but for us, it does nothing. For them, yeah, it could win games.
And, I mean, Taj will help until Cantor's back. And even with Cantor back, they'll have a good big man mix.
I mean, Adams finally has a backup.
Yeah, for sure.
So, no, yeah, the rotation just became a lot smaller. I imagine Sabonis is going to lose minutes.
Yeah. The Bulls were shopping Mirotić. And then they ended up keeping him and trading away McDermott and Gibson. I don't think he's going to play again, right?
I think they're going to start Portis.
Start him at the four?
Yeah, he kind of leapfrogged Mirotić lately.
Agreed. Well, Mirotić was hurt, and then apparently was able to play the last game before the break, but then didn't play. So maybe they like held him out to be cautious, to maybe trade him? I don't know.
That's not how you really raise a guy's value.
True. I'm just, you know, he was hurt for four games or something like that, and then didn't play right before the break. Maybe they just wanted to rest him one more game.
I think the real thing is that McDermott's gone.
Yeah.
So I think that's going to help Mirotić really get the minutes.
Yeah, I mean, if Portis is playing next to Rolo, I know Portis can kind of shoot.
Yeah, I'll take the over on 24 minutes for Mirotić.
Ooh, that'd be over
worthy
nice for me.
It's so close.
Yeah, I don't know. I found it interesting because I thought for sure he was going to get traded or just get buried on that team. Ended up that they traded other guys.
I don't love his field goal drain.
No, I don't either. But it's interesting. And I mean, if they're going to be in rebuild mode, they might as well. Because isn't he RFA next year? So they can figure it out.
Right. Yeah, I think they play Portis. I think Portis is the guy. I think that's mostly why they did the deal.
Is Portis going to play 30 minutes a game?
I hope so.
Man, that'd be huge if he did.
Yeah, he's the top ad from today, I think.
Okay. I got him in a couple, but I think I got him in two or three if the RCL's out of my five or six, so he's probably gone in all of them by now. Well, of course he is, because I added many others, but you know what I mean. So, the Raptors got PJ Tucker. This was something rumored for a few days. The Suns got Jared Sullinger and a couple second round picks. I like that someone, one of the NBA guys, like Wojnarowski or whatever, tweeted that the Suns GM drafted Sullinger and now is getting him back. So I think Sullinger might play a little bit.
I guess. I don't think he's been healthy.
Yeah.
But so he's definitely out of shape. I don't know. Maybe he can suck it in.
Suck it in, Sullinger.
So, Yeah, I guess he'll play some. Yeah. It's Chris's job, though.
Yeah. They're still going to develop Chris, but...
And Sullinger's on a one-year deal, so he'll be free agent next year. I think this was just mainly to match a salary with Tucker.
Yeah, probably. So,
Raptors did a good job here.
Yeah, I mean, they get another...
Suns wanted a first-round pick. They said no, and I guess they just couldn't find one.
Yeah, and it was a super good deal for the Raptors.
Well, besides that part of it.
They add Ibaka and Tucker, get a lot of rebounding and added defense. And they're gonna make a run at this. North.
Yeah, unfortunately, Powell, he can't catch his break.
No, he'll get a shot at some point, I think.
I mean, Tucker's on a 1-year deal. Powell will be here next year.
Yeah. Lakers and Rockets switch meaningless point guards, Tyler Ennis and Huertas. Do you care at all?
No.
The Suns got Mike Scott. They just bought him pretty much. He'll barely play. Maybe get some bench shooting every now and then.
Yeah, he won't play.
All right, that's it. I got through all the trades. That's all I wanted to do, is I think I got through every single trade.
All right. Yeah, I don't know anything else.
Pretty disappointing trade deadline. It's two straight years.
Well, the big one was the day before.
That's true. If you throw that one in, now the Pacers are declining that they even made offers with Paul George, but that apparently had some traction with the Celtics.
Yeah, this thing about Paul George definitely going to the Lakers in 2 years, that's kind of an odd thing to say.
Yeah. Some weird stuff there. I don't know what's going on there. Then after the trade deadline, we mentioned this real quick. Darren Williams is getting waived / bought out, whatever. That is pretty much the same, right? If you waive him, you have to buy the rest of his contract. That means the same thing, right?
Yeah, or you can, you know, negotiate a buyout settlement.
Gotcha. He's gone, so they're probably going to start Yogi. Not much of a change for Seth Curry. So yeah, Yogi or Cameron Payne, rest of the season.
Yogi's a bit more of a guarantee. I do like some Payne though. If I thought equal minutes, I'm definitely taking Cameron.
Me too.
If I saw both of them, I needed a point guard. I might take the safety. Because there's no other facilitator there either. In equal minutes, he's going to get a lot more assist than Payne.
True. I think they're still going to do a lot of Dirk ISO and a lot of Wesley Matthews take a couple dribbles. If no one steps out, take a three. They're not a very assists-friendly team.
Okay. Yeah, I guess Barnes doesn't do a whole lot of that either, does he?
Yeah, a lot of one-on-one fadeaway. So.
Oh, look at that. Magic.
Terrence Ross and Jeff Green. Yeah, they're doing the Aaron Gordon starting at the four again. We knew that was happening.
Yeah. Ross at the three. I guess that could potentially stick. 48 to two, and Alfred back at the one.
Yeah, make it work. I'll take Payne over Yogi just to put a bow on that one. I didn't mention the Lou Williams one that happened because that happened a couple days ago. Got traded to the Rockets.
I think he'll be okay. But there's no way. There's no way his usage is going to continue like that.
It goes outside of 12ers down, for sure, right?
Maybe. There might be a stream option. I just don't see how the minutes are going to work out.
No, it's not going to happen because Eric Gordon's going to be the scorer three guy you want off the bench. Still going to play Beverly and Harden.
Yeah, you kind of have to play Beverly.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, don't love
pretty
that.
Pretty interesting. What'd he say? This guarantees Eric Gordon wins Sixth Man of the Year?
is that what he said? Because Lou Williams was doing so well as Sixth Man, and now he's the Seventh Man. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. It's a good quote, though.
Yeah. Good times. Do you think Corey Brewer is going to play much with the Lakers?
I don't know why hasn't been bought out yet.
Yeah. I kind of agree there. All right. That's most of the deals. Of course, if you have other thoughts on anyone else impacted, hit us up in the comments. I should probably have had tonight's games up. I am so out of sorts today. So, barely got any sleep last night, Slim. It's been a rough week, Slim. What? Let's complain to the audience about it. No, I'm just kidding. Let's not do that.
No, I think my audience here isn't interested in hearing my complaining.
Do you have an audience right now?
Yep. Never mind.
Well, I'm sorry for keeping Slim on the podcast. We'll get off here in a second. 10 games on Friday. New guys at new homes probably playing a little bit here. The Bulls against the Suns. Cameron Payne, if he starts the first game against the Suns, that might be fun.
Yeah, he's probably not going to start the first game.
Yeah, he might not. Are the Mavericks playing in this one? Yeah, they're playing the Timberwolves. Noel versus Cat in this first game. Ooh, that should be fun.
Yeah, you imagine Noel will jump in there and be their first game ready to go.
Probably. Most of the time over the deadline, if they play the next day, they're ready to go, right?
But a point guard's a little tougher. Usually you want to have a good practice then, maybe two.
Well, I'm just saying they, like, get through the physicals usually and all that good stuff.
Yeah, it should be. What's today? Wednesday, and we're talking about Friday games?
Today's Thursday.
Today's Thursday. I know. There's no guarantee these are going to be done by tomorrow.
Yeah, so... other good games on this, Grizzlies at Pacers should be a pretty good one. No big changes for those teams. What do we got? Celtics at Raptors, playoff matchup. Oh, Spurs at Clippers. So some good games on Friday. Should be pretty good. Taking a look at the 30-point challenge board. Shocker, not updated, but we both got I thought you picked Westbrook for the All-Star game.
No, but Giannis got his.
Did he get...
Like 15 for 17 or something like that. A dunk fest.
He got 30 points too. Well, Brown got the All-Star game record for points. I think I should get double points for that.
I think it's got to get to 60 for double.
Ugh. Why do you have to remember every single rule.
Well, somebody's got to.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on half the time. Top 10 scorers, Westbrook, Isaiah, Harden, Cousins, Davis, DeRozan, LeBron, Kawhi, Durant, and Lillard. I think you're off the last point still, so you get to go first.
Yeah, I felt like I should have gone this a couple times now. With LaVine down, Wiggins is just going off, so he's done it a couple times.
I almost want to take Barnes so we can go against each other in that game.
I wouldn't bet on that, though.
I'm not going to. What should be a good fast-paced game? Lakers at Thunder, maybe. Who's scoring for the Lakers now?
Who's scoring for the Lakers?
D'Angelo Russell?
Well, I think Clarkson will be back in there for more minutes.
Maybe.
Nugget? Well, he was a little beat up, too.
Wow, the Nets didn't trade Brook Lopez.
Okay. 9 of 47. Yeah, what'd they want? 2 first-round picks? Yeah, good luck with that.
I'm going to pick Brello going against that terrible Jokic defense.
Really? Okay. I mean, I do like the pace of that game, though. It's going to be 130 to 120-something.
Brook Lopez should hit like 3 or 4 threes and score about 6 easy layups on the non-Jokic defense.
Okay, this is sounding possible now.
Okay, at least I sold you from laughing at me to accepting
who
it.
Who else didn't move? None of these point guards moved? Rubio and Reggie?
No, the Rubio Rose was a big, you know, big rumor.
Go anywhere. So New York did nothing?
No. Okay. This is a pretty fun deadline, huh? Ugh.
I don't know. I mean, you throw in the Ibaka deal and it's a little better.
No, that's true. That happened a good bit ago now, so. Yeah, it was good. It was just the big ones kind of were before the fireworks. Remember a couple of years ago when we did the live podcast during it? And it was like shocker trades, like MCW.
That was first year of the podcast.
And
yeah,
Isaiah Thomas was traded.
We could not keep up with it fast enough.
It was, and we did that live. That was unbelievable. Glad we didn't do it this time, or else we would have fallen asleep in the middle of it.
That would have been.
So there you go. There's our 30-point challenge picks. Be sure to make them on basketball.asbol.com. Go to this podcast post and put your picks there. We're probably going to get out of here unless you have any movie recommendations.
I did notice that Letterkenny Season 2 was up, so I'm going to have to check that out.
I watched the pilot of that, and I just, not for... Do you like Trailer Park Boys?
I've watched some of it.
Yeah, I just can't get into that.
Okay. Oh, yeah, Wiggins is coming off back-to-back 40-point games.
All-Star break's going to cool him off.
We shall see. All those threes and all those free throws. Man, yeah. He's taking a ton of shots.
He is playing well. I saw, have you seen Sicario?
I've heard of it.
Oh, you need to see that. That movie was phenomenal. That really blew me away. With Emily.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I saw this. Yeah, this is good.
Yeah. Benicio in that movie was so good.
Yeah, you just recently saw this one?
Yeah, we watched it for the first time over the weekend.
Nice.
Yeah, it was a good one. Recommend it if you haven't seen it yet. So, all right, Slim, I think we're running out of steam, and your audience is probably wanting you to go.
you caught her at an inopportune time.
Well, I apologize to that, but we wanted to be sure to get our trade deadline podcast in and up as quick as we could, so I'll have this posted in a second, obviously by the time you listen to this. We'll be back next week for 2 podcasts, and then the week after, the live in-person podcast. Slim and JB in the same place at the same time.
Yeah, I don't know how that's going to work.
I don't really know
either. Back or something?
I don't know. I might pack a microphone.
I guess you can record it on one device.
Yeah, I'll just bring a microphone.
Share a microphone.
Record it off my laptop. I'll figure it out. So it's not like this is a professional operation, Slim. Come on.
Yeah, okay. Come on. Don't tell that to the editor.
editor will have my neck, right?
that's you, isn't it?
Yes. Okay. All right. We're going to get out of here. We'll be back next week. Looking forward to basketball being back, having some on-court action to talk about again. Feels like we haven't had basketball to talk about in a month, but we'll be back. Have a good rest of your weekend. We'll catch you next week. Have a good one, Slim.
Later.